Hello, everyone, and welcome to another bonus shoujo episode, where instead of the usual 2 to 3 episode watch through, we watch something else. This time we're watching something that is actually related to something else we watched, and we are not watching a Jurassic Park movie like we have been doing for several months, because we watched them all. Mm-hmm. And this week we are watching, or we did watch, the movie Lady Oscar from 1979. This is, of course, ties in with our watch of the TV show, and we're going to talk about that probably, as well as the 2015 movie, which we are also going to talk about. So if you haven't watched those things, maybe you should go and watch those things or listen to our episodes that we talk about that stuff, because we're probably going to bring some of that up here. But with me is Sarah.
Oh, that's me. Sarah here. This came out the same year that the anime did.
Yes, it appears that is true.
Does this seem like they...
Let me see if I can find the actual...
At least it's a French director, I guess, for...
It is a French director. So, let's see. The anime came out October 10th, 1979. Uh-huh. And the movie premiered March 3rd, 1979, in Japan.
Okay, so this came out first.
Yes. So...
Interesting.
If you were a Japanese movie watcher who did not read comic books, this would have been your first exposure to this story.
And they would have watched a Japanese dub, but this was originally filmed in English?
This was filmed in English, yep.
Okay. How bizarre.
Yeah, so this is like a...
How bizarre. This movie was
an international co-production between like several... Japanese film studios that you might know, like Nippon Television and Toho and Shiseido and some other stuff like that. Actually, Shiseido is a cosmetic company. They were a big sponsor of this and they made a lipstick line.
Oh, I'm sorry.
At least at the same time.
What's the name of it?
Shiseido.
I think it's still a company.
Oh, yeah. It looks like they're still around.
Like big, fancy, expensive company.
Let's see. Oldest like cosmetic companies in the world celebrated its 150th anniversary in 2022.
Dang.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Big.
Okay, interesting. I guess I have a comment about makeup, so I think that's
all right. Go for it.
Oh, well, it's about the movie.
Oh, okay. In the movie. Let's talk about a couple things first. This movie was directed by... I get to say another name. Jacques Demy. That sound right? Does that sound sufficiently French?
Nailed it,
I couldn't
think.
Find... A ton of other stuff that he... So this is like a director who's directed a lot of like, you know, French... we're calling it the French New Wave. It's like when he did a lot of stuff.
Okay.
And he is very big on visual style, which I think makes sense.
Gotcha.
And also, apparently, this is what Wikipedia is telling me. There's a lot of overlapping continuity between his films. So like characters show up from other films in other films, which that's kind of fun. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Is he just... praised as a director.
I don't know. But yeah, so this movie is credited. Let's see, the writer. So he was a writer. They credit Ikeda, the writer of the manga, as a writer. I don't know how much she directly worked on this. I'm assuming she did stuff for it. And then someone named Patricia Louisiana Knopp was an American screenwriter, but wrote
Louisiana.
Yeah, that's her middle name.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. She wrote four movies that I haven't heard of, like Silence of the North and 9 and a Half Weeks. And also co-wrote the book for the musical Whistle Down the Wind.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, no, not familiar with them.
Several of these are erotic dramas.
We didn't get any spice here, sadly.
We got a little spice. It was weird, but it was kind of off-putting.
I feel like a freak. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I tried to look up the actors for this.
Big name stars. No. Yeah.
Yeah. I tried to look up for the actors for this. Most of these are like TV actors for the most part. So Oscar is played by Catronia McColl. And this is credited as like her second full movie. And I didn't really know any of the other movies that she was in, but she went on to do a lot of TV shows.
Gotcha.
Bernard is played by Barry Strokes, who also does a lot of TV show, like a lot of TV shows. That guy was like crazy on TV.
Oh, okay. Are these French actors or?
Okay.
I guess it's a lot to look into.
Let's see.
Oops.
Yeah, so Catronia was born in England, but did a lot of acting in French television.
Okay.
Barry did a lot. He's English, and he did a lot of English TV shows, it looks like.
Gotcha. Okay.
The actress that played Marie Antoinette, Christine Bohm, died in an accident the year this movie was released. So
the year. Okay.
That's sad.
First thing.
Yep.
Okay. Excited to talk about the movie itself.
Yeah.
You know, I can't say it was a good movie, but it was entertaining to watch.
Mm-hmm.
In like a crazy they made this kind of way.
Yeah, it was pretty weird. I just have a bunch of notes from here. I don't really have like a plot summary.
That's fine.
I think we could just kind of, I'm assuming you don't have a summary either.
Nope. I think this is a bonus episode. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah. We've seen this story three times now. So I think we can just kind of hit the major plot piece of it.
Agreed.
I'll just kind of go off the dome of how it went. By the way, listener, if you want to watch this movie, I watched it on YouTube. Because the whole thing is there, put up by the production company.
First things first, my comment and many of the comments on the YouTube video is that a lot of the music in the movie drowns out the audio. So I don't know if that's the YouTube exclusive or if that's just the movie.
There were so many times in this movie where the music was so loud, I thought people were going to start singing.
I thought I accidentally had another window open like while I was watching it. They're like... was so loud it didn't seem right.
It sounded diegetic. I was like, this person's about to start singing. Like multiple times I'm like, this person's about to sing a song.
No, it's not like the 2025 movie.
Yeah, the 2025 movie had singing, so I'm like, oh, maybe they got it from this. Maybe this movie like set the precedent of The Rose of Versailles being a musical. But no, unfortunately nobody sings in this movie. That would have been good if they did.
Yeah. You think that would have been a better movie for it?
I think so.
Leaned into the more campy. I don't know if this was intended to be campy or cheesy as it is, but that would have better. It would have made it seem more intentional, I think.
I just watched the movie Pete's Dragon from like 1970, uh-huh. whatever, because I'm watching all the Disney animated movies and that has an animated dragon in it. And that movie just has a song every like 10 minutes and it's pretty good. I mean, it's not a great movie, but I do like how there's a song every 10 minutes.
Mm.
That's the way they used to make movies, you know? I think they should go back to just like, if your movie isn't that good, just keep throwing in songs.
Yeah, I mean, because then at least if any of the songs are decent, that'll be probably a longer consumed thing than the original medium.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right.
Anyway. So we get the beginning. It opens in the same way that it always does, which is General Zhar Zhai. Okay.
Except for
they say everyone's name the way I did when I didn't know how to say anyone's name. I felt so validated by this movie because they're pronouncing it Zhar Zhai's instead of Zhar Zhai, which they probably should be doing. They pronounced it like Polignac. They pronounced weird too.
Yes, they did.
They called Jean Jean.
Girardel. It was some weird.
Yeah, they said
Girardel.
It was crazy. It's like they did it exactly the way I did. It's like they saw me in the future and were like, Joe's going to pronounce all these names wrong. And they pronounced it wrong here. So it was crazy. I was like yelling and like I was watching this with some friends and they're like, why are you doing that? And I'm like, I also said it like this.
It wasn't crazy for you to assume that's how they were said.
Yes. I was not just like uniquely stupid. But yeah, so General Jar Jays wants to have another kid, but like it's a girl instead of, and he only has girls.
He has
so he's like
a ton of them already. There's like,
it was a lot.
Seven of them.
It was pretty good.
Seven girls. again, he has absent from this story.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. The mom, not in this movie at all. We don't get anything from Oscar's mom.
She actually dies. Yes. Like we thought she did in the anime, but she for real did.
Yep.
But he's unfazed.
Yeah. Man's just names like, Oscar.
She's gotten to a better place. And
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just dropping some facts in the middle of it. It's pretty funny how many scenes there are where they just say stuff. They're just like,
there
Andre's
so
adopted.
Much packed into this movie.
Yeah. Anyway, but the thing I had as a note here is that, like, we get, you know, they're like, oh, my Oscar's going to be a boy. I'm going to name him Oscar, blah, 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 whatever. And then we get like an overlay of text, and all of the text overlays in this were like neon pink or like these really bright colors. It was very distracting.
It was pink. And then at the end, it was blue. And I was like, is this supposed to be some kind of visual indication? No, they got like red at some point. So yeah. I don't know what. So it was like different colors. So I don't know if I wasn't paying attention to if it was like the different decades had different colors or.
But it was just shocking because like everybody in this movie is like, you know, the costuming is good. I like the costumes. They got big old timey looking costumes. Everyone's got huge wigs.
Yeah, I really like one of the hats Marie Antoinette wears.
Yes. Yeah. Outfit. So all that stuff looks good. And all the set pieces look pretty good, too. And I could talk about some shots when we get to it. But like it's, you know, it's like they're kind of committing to like the aesthetic of it. And then hot pink overlay. And I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah. Oh man, crazy.
Let's see. Next, we get them as kids. We get Oscar and Andre as kids, and I like these kids. They're like running around. They're like throwing
like
each
snowing.
Other.
Snowing. Yeah. No attempt to really convince us that Oscar could ever be perceived as anything but a woman.
No. Like, zero effort put into that.
Which makes
Fersen's reactions look extremely funny later on.
That's so true, yeah.
So like, okay, and the woman who plays Granny like comes out and gives him some exposition that's like, oh, Marie Antoinette's gonna be here, and then Oscar's like, I'm gonna guard Antoinette. And I'm like, wow, the script dialogue here is not here. People are just saying stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we get the time skip to like adult time. Because we're not doing the kids stuff, which is probably a good way to do it. I'm very interested in like what this movie decided to leave out as opposed to what the 2015 or 2025 movie left out. I think this movie makes better decisions, although they still leave too much in.
Yes, there's so much happening. But yeah, they did cut some stuff. Freaking Dewberry, I think, is maybe mentioned like once.
Yeah, she's mentioned in an offhand comment. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's about it. So, whole arc's getting chopped.
Yeah, that being said, the pace is so frenetic.
What's
we just like
is not
what
delivered well. Just what they did keep, you know, probably they could have put more effort in.
Yeah, it was still too much because like we jumped to like them as older adults and like Marie is there, but she doesn't really get a character introduction. She's just kind of there. Polignac's there. Yep. Don't really get an introduction on her. She's singing this terrible song, and it's extremely funny.
Oh, yeah. Improv song. She's like, I don't know what I'm singing about, and just,
You want to talk about how they portrayed Marie in this movie?
She seems way older than Oscar, even though there's, and in this one, they're the same age, I think. She's just more like, womanly. I like used to the girlish depiction of her, or she's more, I don't know. You tell me, Joe, what's
well like throughout this movie. So
give to us
the biggest comparison point I have for like between this and the 2015 not I keep saying 2015 2025 movie
I know
is that movie tries to do the plot line with Marie where she's like sympathetic. Cause like in the first half of The Rose of Versailles, you're like pretty sympathetic to Marie somewhat. You know what I mean? Like she's kind of screwing up, but she's kind of also, it's kind of like sad how she has to like forsake her love life for the sake of France and all this other stuff. And she's kind of been forced to do things and it's not great. This movie is not sympathetic to Marie at all. She's just treated like an idiot the whole time. She's like portrayed as like the let them eat cake caricature of her. Like from history that people go on, even though I don't think historical Marie Antoinette was really like that either. They just make her come across as like really stupid and vain. And
yes,
like Fersen and Marie are in this, but they're not really characters you're supposed to sympathize with very much.
Nope, don't like Fursten at all in this.
Yeah, and Polignac is just very stupid.
We do get her husband has the heart of a locksmith or whatever. So we get a little shout out to the lock-in.
King Louie!
Yeah, because he's like testing the lock as his intro.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I liked that. We see Fursten outside. Like, okay, so our introduction to Fursten is like they're in the ladies are in the parlor. Oscar's there. She's like looking out the window and she's like, who's this guy sitting on a horse just kind of yelling? He's just kind of yelling on a horse.
Yeah, what doing? Okay, I couldn't tell if he was like there doing a work thing talking, but then just so creepily staring up into the window. And it wasn't like he was looking at Marie Antoinette. He was looking at Oscar.
Yeah, I don't think he was Marie doing his job because everyone was like, who is this guy? Nobody knows who he is.
Why is he just like, why is he just, because he wasn't like, what was he even saying? I don't know. It's just like a weird chant, like repeated or something.
It was very odd.
It was weird.
And then King Louie shows up and Marie has to pretend like she doesn't know who Fursten is because This is played as comedy as this movie is like King Louie just like hanging out and then like Fursten and Marie are like making out elsewhere, like right under him or something.
Yes.
It's just treated like a comedy bit, which is just kind of fun.
Yeah.
So we get that scene where, you know, characters are introduced, but not actually introduced. So if you didn't know what the Rose of Versailles was about, this was probably pretty confusing.
Incredibly so, I imagine.
Yeah, but then we get a cutaway to Rosalie and her mom, and then we see Jean.
Yeah.
And Rosalie is not blind.
Nope. And they're saying bitch. They're saying bitch.
Yeah, they're just talking. It's pretty good. Jean's like super extra. It's great. I love her.
Yes.
She's like even more just like out and out evil from the jump.
Yes. The carriage situation.
Yes. So things progress extremely rapidly in a way that is jarring because it's like we get an introduction to all the characters.
Scene.
They're like, Jean, you need to go do work. She's like, I don't want to work. I want to be a formal lady. And she runs out into the street and like runs into Boulevanders or whatever. And like, I'm from the house, whatever. And she's like, oh, you should come with me. And then she goes with her. And then Jean's like, or no. And then Rosalie's like, what the heck is happening? And then she tries to proposition Oscar in the carriage like she does in the show, but it all happens in the same continuous scene, more or less. And like, while that's happening, her mom gets run over by another carriage, like off screen.
It happens so immediately.
It's so hard to tell.
Crazy.
What is happening? It's so hard to tell what's happening.
Her mom just looks like she's drunk. She's like, we didn't see any like actual, we just see her screaming, you hit my mom or whatever. And that's that. And then Oscar's like, I'll get to the bottom. And then totally just, bye, not gonna follow through with that. Get distracted by something else.
No, she gets distracted by a guy who shows up who's like, get all these people out of the street. And she's like, somebody just got hit by a carriage. They need medical attention. He's like, I don't care about the poors. And then she's like, I'm gonna challenge you to a duel. And so she challenges this guy to a duel.
That's right. Yeah,
this all is one thing.
So many things happen in this movie. It's so hard to track.
This is the most like this should be a like a theater play because it's like all one scene. All this stuff happens. All these characters come into this one scene in this like one alley. It feels like it was written for that, but it's a movie. Like it's not. This is not a theatrical play where you can't change sets every 5 seconds. But a camera can cut away to a different scene whenever it wants. So it's very weird. Yeah. So Oscar's going to duel this guy. Once again, General Jarjay's super on board for Oscar dueling somebody.
Yeah. The family, the panther bone carved pistol or whatever.
His cool pistols that he used for his first duel, he says.
Mm-hmm.
Because we love dueling
Oscar's
here.
Oscar's dad is more in this movie than I feel like he was in the show.
Yeah. So, you know, he gives her the pistols. He's like, hell yeah, let's do it. Let's have this duel. Let's get a rule. And then he leaves. And Oscar's like, I'm so unsure about this duel now. I'm faltering. Andre, you have to stay in my, can you sleep in my room with me?
This is definitely.
It was very weird.
I guess this is the trying to set up that Oscar at least is like reliant on. We can't be deep reading this. There's nothing deep about it.
No. In this adaptation, like generally across the board, like Andre is a much more like constant presence, and also Oscar is much more reliant on him because she's less sure of herself this whole movie. Yeah. She like never really knows what she should be doing, and she's like, Andre, what should I be doing? And then Andre will say something, and then she'll do something.
Yeah, you thought she was a nothing person in the 2025 movie.
She's even less self-knowing in this version. But then she goes to bed, but she goes to bed in her like military outfit with her shoes on, okay. And she gets into bed with boots on.
I was like, what? Like, how hard is it? Maybe it's just super fake set and there isn't even bed.
It feels like a theater play.
Yeah.
Why would she wear her boots? She does this again later. She does it in an even funnier scene later where she takes off some clothes but still gets into bed with her boots on. It's really good. Anyway, she duels this fool in the morning. And okay, first off, this is a super lame duel because like they walk far and then they turn around really slowly and then they shoot each other after a delay. It's like the slowest motion duel ever.
Yeah.
And she kills this guy. You know,
easy peasy. No moral dilemma about murder here.
Well, she's gonna get drunk soon because she feels bad about it. But like it's very funny how like in the show she shoots this guy in the hand because it's Duke Guimine or whatever in the show, right? And there's like a whole thing about like, should I murder this guy because he's like a high-ranking official? Maybe I shouldn't. Whatever. And she settles on shooting him, and then he disappears from the story because I think that was just an add-in to the TV show. And it's not really in the manga. Maybe it is. I don't really remember if it is.
Well, it's like this came out before the show.
Yep.
So it's like, I'm like, these must have been made together, like in some way, right? Because it's like, then it would seem like the anime got it from this, that there's a duel or something. Like,
I think in the manga,
there's things in this and the show that are both not in the manga, which would have been the thing you would assume both of them were basing it off of. But if they both had this and not the things in the manga.
Yeah,
it seems like it must have been like a collaborative or
Akeda is writing both of these. Like she's writing consulting on both of these. So maybe she added that in. Because in the manga, I think she challenges Duke Guimine to a duel, but then it gets called up. Like Marie finds out before it happens and calls it off. In this, it actually happens, although it's just some guy in this. And then in the TV show, she finds out after it happens.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Hardens her. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, after the duel, Oscar goes and gets drunk because she feels bad for killing a guy. And she's like, should I kill a guy, Andre? I'm walking around like a man and I'm dressing like a man and I killed a guy like a man, but I don't feel like it's right. And he's like, that's because you're not a man. And she's all drunk. And then she runs into Maximilian Robespierre. And it's introduced because she's like, I remember you. You're Maximilian Robespierre.
No, and like an extremely funny scene.
Anything he does his little
happens.
Thing you know where they talk about how the French Revolution should happen, you know, they need to call the Estates General or whatever. And then things get out of hand because she's like, how dare you say bad things about the monarchy or whatever, because some random guy starts talking shit. And then she gets into a bar fight and immediately starts the fight by drawing her sword,
the tiniest little sword.
So she gets into a sword fight with these guys. Like, it's not like a bar brawl, like what happened. Like, in the show, they get drunk later on and get into a fight.
Yeah.
Because they're kind of looking for a fight.
Yep.
And this one, she just draws a sword. And, like, during this ball fight, she, like, kills a guy.
Okay, you know what? I did have this playing, like, and I was listening to it more than I was actively watching it. So I'm I didn't watch her stab a dude. And I'm seeing other bullet points. And I'm like, oh, I didn't see.
You didn't see the next bullet point? Okay, all right. That's crazy. Because that's the weirdest part of the movie. But yeah, no, it's like she's like got her sword. I mean, they're doing like, you know, fun action bits, right? I mean, it's very like TV level, like action, but it's still fun. I always like an action scene where they like fight a bunch of dudes. You know, Andre having a normal fist fight in a brawl while Oscar is stabbing people with her sword.
Well, what do we think of the quality of the like sword play choreography in the movie as a whole? Because it's just the whole like, I just think of like Parent Trap when they do the like,
the fencing.
Yeah, where they have the hand up and just at her move constantly is just to have her hand in the air as she like uses her sword.
No, this is, I think, is this her only sword fighting scene? Oh, no, we get one later. That's also weird. Yeah, the choreography, the fight choreography is not all there.
No.
But this one was still pretty fun. This had some like funny little bits where they're like jumping on tables and throwing things at people. That's pretty good. Anyway, they go home. Oscar's all drunk or Oscar's all beat up. And like Fursten shows up and he's like, oh, yeah, he helps them get away because they're like thrown into the trash afterwards. And Fursten finds them and he's like, oh, hey, I'll get you back home. And then he, you know, they get back home. Oscar's all beat up. So Granny's like, oh, how could we let her get beat up? And Fursten's like, Oscar's a girl, which is way funnier because she looks nothing. She does not look like a boy at all in this version.
No.
It just makes Fursten look very stupid.
Okay, here's the thing. She's literally wearing makeup. Like, she's wearing eyeshadow and mascara. Like, they didn't even pretend to try to, like, act like she's not, you know, styled like a woman.
Yeah. Oh, I guess we missed the scene where, like, there was a little, like, gathering in the parlor or whatever where we meet first and where Oscar talks to first and for the first time. It doesn't really matter that much, but they have met before. I just realized I didn't say that the first time. Yeah, they've met before at this point, so they know each other.
Well, I also feel like there's he's from Sweden and, you know, freaking Marie Antoinette is from
Austria.
And then there's French. But I feel like, and this is like a cast that in theory should be getting exposed to all of these accents in their day to day living in Europe. But like, there isn't really, or it doesn't feel like there was an effort for like the most accurate of accents being used, which I guess is not surprising for the quality of this movie. But everyone just kind of talks in like a fancy voice, but not necessarily.
I feel like this
is Oscar's pretty French sounding, but
yeah. I don't know. This feels like like the whole thing with the movie, right? Of like, oh, we're going to release it in English. We're going to give everybody like English accents so they sound European. This seems like a movie they made for like stupid Americans who like don't know different European countries.
Yeah, maybe. That sounds about right.
I don't know. That's the way I found it, because it's just like the whole thing is geared towards that, because like you could have put it in French. That would have made sense.
Yeah, that's true. True. Anyway,
they get back home. Oscar's beat up, whatever. Fursten leaves after realizing that Oscar's a girl. We get a scene where Oscar gets up out of bed and like looks at herself in the mirror as like Andre like peers through the door to see her, where she's like considering if she really is a woman or not. And we decide to show that she is a woman by her taking off her shirt and getting her boobs out.
Okay, yeah. See, I did not see this part with my eyes. Andre has boobs peeking and creeping.
He's looking at her. She's got her boobs out. Well, she like walks over to the bed.
Those?
She walks over to the bed, topless, and then she gets into bed and lays down with her boots on in bed, her shirt off, in the funniest scene in the movie. What is wrong with her?
Maybe is there like a weird thing about feet in the 70s, like? Feet are just repulsive, and
I don't know. Why did she even start the scene with her boots on? She was in bed before. It's weird.
I don't know.
Very funny.
Were like, I don't know what socks look like back then, so let's just never let people see.
Yep.
Socks.
Yep. Ugh. So remember, if you're ever feeling bad, you should always do this: just like tits out, boots on. In bed.
Yeah, I like that line.
Yeah, good. Elsewhere in the forest, Marie and Fursten make out in like a big room. And we get like a big spinning scene. It's like they're like making out and like the camera is spinning around this like veranda looking thing.
Much.
And it goes on for a while.
It's so long and the music again is so loud.
Yeah, it's doing like a carousel thing. It's pretty funny.
Yes, it's a lot. Because we didn't see them, we never see them kiss in the show or the movie, right? It's just implied that they like embrace, but we're not seeing kissing with them, I don't think. But yeah, if not we really. Got boots,
I mean, they get like a cutaway usually when that happens.
Yeah.
Yep. The normal stuff happens in the plot. We get a check-in with Jean, how things are going. She has already killed What's-Her-Face off screen. She's already hooked up with the guy. What's his name?
Can't remember his name, dude.
Yeah, the guy that she's with. And she's like trying to, she's priest. Already working on the scam for the cardinal.
Yeah, the cardinal.
So that's happening. We are going to do the diamond necklace affair in this movie, even though I think that's way too long for this movie and really doesn't have that much to do with like the actual, like with Oscar, the main character. So interesting choice to do this. Let's see. Yeah, everybody finds out, you know, everyone finds out that Marie and Firstner are hooking up. It's in all of the tabloids. People are making fun of them. Oscar has to go deliver the bad news to Fursen that this is politically bad. So she rides her horse over to him and he is sitting in like this enormous garden. And we get this huge shot of like this like pretty cool. He's like sitting by this little stream and behind them is like this big statue and stuff. It's a cool scene. I like the sets in this movie.
I like they have a bullet point that just says I like when they ride horses.
Yeah, she rides a horse. Because it's like they're riding it, you know, it's a far shot, right? So it's like you can see most of the scenery. It looks great. They ride horses across. Yeah, I like it when they ride horses. Anyway, she tells her Fursen's like, yeah, this is bad. I'm going to go fight in the American Revolution. And Oscar's like, oh, if you think that's best, I'm kind of in love with you, but I don't want to say anything because you're hooking up with my boss.
Yeah, because there's like, I feel like no illusion that there's no attempt to make it seem like Oscar and Marie hang out or like super like each other as friends.
Yeah, not really.
Which,
not really. Thing here.
You know, they made Oscar incredibly sympathetic to Marie in the anime.
Yeah. And also in the 2025 movie. That's like a big part of it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Marie does not handle Fursen well. She starts buying a bunch of shit. She's buying all these dresses.
The scene where she gets, or there's a scene where she's on a swing and she has like a maid who like has ropes attached to the swing to like swing it for her.
Yes.
What is that?
Yeah. And she's the queen.
She can't swing her own swing. Yeah, this is so weird. Oh.
Yep.
But that's the scene where she has the great hat, too. I think she's wearing the pink outfit. Well, I feel like the dresses in the anime, like all the dresses they wear seem enormous, but I feel like some of these seem more like realistic.
Yes, I understand how these dresses work now.
Proportions. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're nice. I mean, again, the costuming is great in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody looks real good. But yeah, Marie, not being sympathetic, we don't like her. We get to the part where she has to give birth and we get this scene where all the nobles come into the room and behind like a folding like divider.
Privacy. Yeah.
She's just giving birth right there and everyone's just in the room.
Okay. The birth sounds like the sound she's making. I was like, these are kind of weird. Like not what I normally depicted is like, oh, I'm in pain sounds.
Yeah, no, before like painkillers and stuff like that. Yeah, no, it would be awful. They pull out a very clean looking baby and they're like, it's a girl, and everyone's like, oh, that sucks. And Oscar's like, y'all have to get out of the room. And they spend a little bit of time having Oscar shuffle everybody out of this room. It's like, it's kind of a long scene. It's very funny.
And there's like one guy who's like he's like doesn't want to leave. He just wants to keep staring.
Yeah. It's very funny.
Freaks in this movie. Yeah. And that was an enormous baby. That was not a newborn.
It was not
a
newborn baby.
It was huge.
We get an update that she does have a son later on. And then we see Oscar carrying this very real looking baby
it's so fake.
It's the most fake looking baby.
Fake sounds coming of it. They have a real baby. What happened to that baby?
Yeah.
It's just because like you see how it's just stiff as a board as Marie hands it to Oscar. And then,
yes. So we see Oscar hang out with the kid.
I think he likes me.
They hang out a little bit. They're like, oh, have you heard any news of Fursen? Apparently he's coming back. Blah, blah, blah. Let's see. We get an update from Rosalie, who's working at the dressmaker. She has to deliver a dress to the Jarjai manor, which is unusual. We see Polignac. She comes in and is stupid. And they talk about how everyone's buying dresses and how they cost a bajillion dollars while people are poor on the street. And I think Rosalie has like stolen some bread or like has tried to, you know, sell herself or all that other stuff in some of these scenes leading up to this.
Yeah.
She's got to go deliver this dress.
There's a scene where Oscar is getting a ride through the city, and Oscar's like, why didn't you tell me Andre is like this?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think that's like later. Or that was earlier.
Super blamey. Yeah.
Like before she duels the guy, we get everything all in that one scene. She's like, I feel so embarrassed. I didn't know people were poor.
Yeah, all at once. Yeah. Yeah, the here comes Rosalie.
Yep, Rosalie delivers she goes to the Jar Jai Manor. She runs into Andre. She's like, I got this dress I'm supposed to deliver. And he's like, why, we don't need a dress here. Who here would buy a dress? All of the general's daughters like are married off and aren't here. And she's like, well, I don't know, I'm just here to deliver it. And he's like, well, that's weird. They get news that there's going to be a ball. And Andre is like, oh, it must be for Oscar. Because she wants to hit on Fursten, because now that Fursten's back and he's all depressed about it. And then Rosalie is like, you should let me go to this ball. And he's like, why do you want to go? And she's like, the bitch who killed my mother is there. She says that.
Yeah, I know.
They talk so casually. It's very funny.
I know. Like, Andre is very chatty in this version of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. So Andre's like, all right, sure, I'll take you. Whatever. And then he brings the dress up to Oscar, and Oscar is going to go to the ball. And oh, yeah. Also, Rosalie just mentions that her boyfriend is Bernard. Just in this.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Yep. She's not even a character in the movie they made this year, but.
Yeah.
They mixed it up with her in this
yep.
adaptation for sure.
Pretty good. We see Oscar yes. in her dress. Mm-hmm. Comments on Oscar and the dress. I think the dress looks okay.
It's super white.
Very white.
I was like, that seems like an interesting option. No, it's fine. Well, her hair, she finishes, or we see the hair finish later, but I was like,
yeah.
She's got very, like, poodly hair.
Yes. She goes to the ball and,
yeah,
like,
you said the wigs are bad.
I said they're bad. Well, they're crazy. I like them, but they're like, Polignac's wig, especially, is like enormous.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I like it. We go to the ball, and so we watch Fursten and Marie dance, and while that happens, some creepy guy keeps talking to Oscar, trying to get her to dance, and he's, like, describing how she's like, oh, you like that guy, oh, yes, like a rose, and all this other stuff, like, women are like roses, just, like, looking for some satisfaction, who can bring it to them, blah, blah, blah. This guy goes on for a long time.
It's very long and gross whispery. Girardel, isn't it?
It is. We learned later that this is Girardel.
I think,
which is crazy.
God, I didn't like him before. This is
the worst character assassination.
Super dirty.
Like a guy I kind of liked in the TV show because he was just so in over his head. The 2025 movie does not do him too well either. But this makes him like a weird mm-mm. creep. Like,
yeah, like. We'll get into it a bit more later, but like,
yeah,
he's into some freaky stuff.
Yes, he's like a bizarre evil
like,
man.
Is he hitting Andre at some point? Maybe.
Yeah. Anyway, let's see. Oscar eventually gets to dance with Fursten, and Fursten's like, oh, who are you? And Oscar's like, I'm whatever Jar Jai. I'm Oscar's cousin. And he's like, oh, wow, you look so similar. But Oscar doesn't look like you. And like, again, Oscar does not look that different than she normally does wearing this dress.
Nope.
And he talks about how he's their dear friend and he likes her. He's like, oh, yes, I really like Oscar. If I wasn't with the queen, maybe I'd be with her. Oscar's like, oh, I won't tell my cousin that. You can trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Bizarre scene. Just crazy.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. So that scene happens. Rosalie gets out of a trunk in the back of the carriage and goes in to the ball and then sees Polignac on the stairs and then just starts choking her. Like, this is her assassination plan, is to choke this woman, and she gets dragged off
yeah,
very easily.
Yeah, it's just like so cartoony, rapid, like streak and like, and then Polignac like faints and
yeah.
Rosalie just takes off and a bunch of soldiers can't catch up with this one chick.
Yep. But this is the end of her
plotline. Yeah, this is not a very... Yeah, bye, Rosalie. We'll see you in passing now.
That's a wild...
I mean, they couldn't shove the mom stuff in, but...
Yeah. That was just very funny.
I don't think that... The thirst for revenge wasn't enough.
No. It's very, I mean, I understand that you can't have Rosalie killed Polignac because Polignac was a real person who existed in history and didn't die at this party. But I still think you should have done it for... It's a movie. Who cares? She should have just stabbed her.
Obviously, yeah. Something other than, cartoon, choke out.
Yeah, because Polignac doesn't do anything for the rest of this movie either, so it literally doesn't matter.
Yep.
But, yeah. Anyway, Oscar goes outside Andre, and then he, kisses her, and she's like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm allowed to do this because I've been in love with you my whole life. And then he rips her dress and she's like, how dare you do this to me? And he's like, oh, sorry. I'm sorry for ripping you. I won't touch you again. So we get that scene, but this time it's even more mild.
Oh, it's like, this is why would you rip the dress?
But he kind of does it for no reason.
You immediately.
After telling her that he has the right to kiss her because he's been in love with her. I mean, it's like more unhinged. But... like what he says feels more unhinged than other stuff that's happened. Because like in the TV show, there's been all this pressure leading up to this point. And like in the 25 thing, he's literally going to murder her like a book, like this book he read where he's going to murder suicide with her, which is crazy. But at least that like has some build up. This just kind of comes out of nowhere. And like, and then he just kind of rips her dress a little bit, which is like, you know, a bad thing to do to somebody, but it's not like an unforgivable sin. Like he was doing in, I mean, the TV adaption, he like really rips her shirt and like kind of pushes her down and stuff like that. And then in the movie, he was literally going to murder her.
He says it was like a kind of a good line, I thought. It was something like, I don't pity me for loving or for not having my love returned. I pity you for not being able to. Or he had some line that I was like, oh, that's a pretty good line. Like for not being able to love her. There's one good line in this entire movie, if like, you can believe it.
This is hard. Like, the thing is that, like, this is not a convincing moment for me because, like, it just feels like Andre likes Oscar. It doesn't really feel like Oscar likes Andre that much. And so him just showing up and being like, I have the right to do this because I'm in love with you. You just don't see that you're in love with me kind of thing. I just don't buy it. But if I did, I bet this would be good.
But do you buy anything? I feel like there's no convincing moments. No,
there are not very
many
convincing moments in this movie. There is one. Oh, man. There's something I buy later on, which is very funny. Mm-hmm. I'll talk about it. So the ball ends. That whole scene happens. Andre's like, I'm going away. And so he goes away. We learn that Marie Antoinette is like drowning all of the earth, is emptying out the treasury. So she decides that it'll be much cheaper. She's like, oh. All of my spending. What spending? I'm not spending that much. And they're like, Miss, you're building a volcano. She's a liar. She said she's building a volcano. I don't even know how you do that.
Is it like is this part where I was listening and not watching? But was this, I thought it was like, this is based off some like famous painting.
I don't know.
Volcano or something? Or she just wanted to make a volcano?
Yeah.
Odd.
It's extremely odd. I have no idea what this happens at all. But yeah, like building a volcano. She says she's building a volcano. The finance minister, I don't remember what his name is like, you should not build a volcano. Also, I release all of the assets out to the public, which is the thing that really did happen. So you need to stop spending so much money. The king convinces her to instead do something else. So she decides that she's going to put on a stage production and that she's going to star in a stage play. So then we get a scene where they have this production all built. We get a really good scene where like her King Louis or Prince Louis, whatever, her kid is just riding on Oscar's shoulders at the beginning of a scene. I love that stuff. That's what this movie needs more of. Like to convince me that characters like each other, you should just start the scene with him doing something like familiar.
He seemed like a I liked that character in this. The little time kid. He gets, the kid. Yeah. He's good.
She's like, do you think I'm gonna be like play this woman well, Oscar? And Oscar's like, no. And then she requests to join the military, the National Guard. And like Marie is like, what? You just want to get away from me? Is it because I got mad at you because you said that I wasn't going to portray this well? And Oscar's like, no, this is just a thing I'm going to do. And then Marie is like, OK, well, that pisses me off. But fine, go ahead and do that. Whatever. See. Later, Oscar talks with Andre. He talks about Rousseau and becoming a revolutionary. And he's like, you know, in America, people can just marry whoever and nobody says anything about it, which is absolutely not true at all.
I was like, that's
not true. It's
only true
if you just ignore race entirely.
That's super not.
Which I don't know. I guess you can do in France. You definitely couldn't do it in America. Let me tell you what. He's like, you know, you should join the revolution, Oscar. And Oscar's like, no. And then she goes home. And she gets called in by her dad because she is betrothed to Ghirardelli, who turns out to be the creepy guy from the party.
Yeah. And he gets creepier.
We learn he's bi. because Oscar's like, I'm actually a man, and Ghirardelli's like, ooh, I can handle that.
Well, I was getting weird vibes with how he's talking to
yeah. Oh yeah, he talks Andre. To Andre. He's like, it would be great to have you there, Andre. I could employ you as well, and we could all get down to some freaky stuff. Yeah. And Andre's like, how about I just beat your ass?
He's icky and
it's bad, it's gross. Ooh. He tells Oscar to wear a dress.
Well, he's like putting hands on her. Yeah.
In front of her dad. Her dad just kind of goes along with it.
Yeah. His dad thinks this guy's a weirdo too. But
they're going to like an engagement party or something, and like Ghirardelli and Oscar's dad are talking, and he's like, I'm gonna call you Papa. And the general's like, you could just call me General. And he's like, we're gonna be relatives soon. And he's like, just call me General or whatever. That seems pretty funny.
I feel like the biggest thing missed. We never ever in any adaptation get to meet Oscar's sisters. That doesn't happen in the manga.
I haven't read the whole thing yet.
Why not? They should have missed opportunity.
But yeah, anyway, at the reception, Oscar shows up in her like military uniform instead of a dress. And then she's like, I'm here as a man. And Ghirardelli's like, I can get down with that. And then Oscar's like, oh yeah. And then she goes and dances with some woman and then kisses her at the end. She's like, how do you like that? And Ghirardelli's all pissed. And he drags her into a room and is like, I'm into weird S&M torture stuff, Oscar. You can't get away from me. And she's like, well, I guess we'll see about that. Then she leaves.
Yeah. Yeah. Weird. Strange.
Yep. There's another scene where Andre tries to recruit her.
Moving on.
To the revolution, and she doesn't go. This is where I said it really feels like people are about to start singing a song.
This isn't the part where they're like, or she just walks into the darkness. At the end of that scene. I can't.
She just walks into the darkness. Pretty good.
It seemed like an enclosed space. I thought she was just standing in like a corner of a tiny thing where she couldn't actually get away, but was just in the dark. So he'd stop talking to her. And here we go.
Yep. Let's see. Revolution starts happening. Everything's going bad. They do the tennis court oath or whatever because they're like, we're not going to stand for this. I'm Robespierre. I'm in two scenes in this movie. Bye. They go and do that. Oscar gets arrested and her troops get arrested for... Oh, I guess we missed a scene where Oscar becomes like the general of these National Guard people and none of them have their swords. And she's like, how come they don't have their swords? And Andre's like, they sold them.
One of them's like talking about her chest and stuff. Yeah.
That's what we expected from these guys.
A fish ate my sword.
You better be good at fishing. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
They give lame excuses. Anyway, the revolution starts happening. Oscar refuses to have her men open fire on this crowd, so she gets arrested, and all of the other company gets arrested. They get sprang out of jail by Andre. Is this before or after the duel with her dad? No. So they get sprayed by Andre. Oscar's like, I love you, Andre. You're the best. You came and saved me. We should hook up. Let's see. She goes back home, tries to convince her dad, to like join the revolution before everything goes bad. He says no. He gets into a sword fight with Oscar. She loses the sword fight very badly. So Andre comes in to win the sword fight for her. Boo. She sucks at the why is she bad at sword fighting?
She just has frail, dainty lady.
Andre beats her and is like, I'm gonna he's like, you should kill me. And Andre's like, I'm not gonna kill you, man. I'm just gonna go and like be in a relationship with your daughter now. Bye. So they leave.
Bang.
The next scene.
Your daughter in the barn.
They're talking to Granny and they're like, we're going to elope. And Granny's like, oh, that's so great. I got to bring this soup out. And she brings soup out to the general who just eats a meal after losing a duel. He just goes and sits down and eats dinner.
I know. I'm like, it just rings so the bell funny. For her. Just,
everyone's like, just so chill.
Yeah. Everything happens at all times. Yeah.
Yep. Oscar and Andre go out to the stables and have sex. They kept the boots on. The boots stay on during sex. 100%.
Boots don't come off. They stay on for everything.
Let's see. It's the next day. They're going to storm the Bastille. Everyone's storming the Bastille. They go out to storm the Bastille. It's happening. The French Revolution. They get separated while storming the Bastille. And then during the separation, they're like running around and guards are shooting people or whatever. And Andre gets separated and he gets shot in an alleyway and dies. And Oscar is like, Andre, where are you? And they capture the Bastille, but Oscar looks around for Andre and she passes right by him as she calls out to him as we cut to credits.
I'm like, what is this ending? It's like, Oscar, Andre, where are you?
Oscar does not assault the Bastille and
vignette.
She also lives.
Transition. No, never to see Andre again.
Yeah.
Incredibly bizarre, abrupt ending. Like, I just feel like with the, what is the vision of this movie? Like, it's not, we don't see Marie Antoinette, we see Marie Antoinette first mackinac each other. We don't see her, like, we don't see her beheaded. We don't see the conclusion of her story.
They actually do the diamond necklace affair. I forgot about this. I didn't put this in the notes. The diamond necklace affair happens. It takes, like, 5 minutes. They're like, oh, we thought you bought this necklace. Yeah. And she's like, I didn't buy this necklace. And then we get a scene where Jean gets branded and everyone's like, ooh, Jean was so cool when she was getting branded. And then everyone's mad and the storming of the Bastille happens.
Yeah. It's like, why? What's the purpose of making this movie? It doesn't seem like the movie had a vision, or like the ending was so bizarre. I mean, the ending of the anime itself was strange too, but
yeah. So
strange.
The thing this movie does. So like the biggest difference between this and the 2025 movie is the 2025 movie really focuses a lot on like the relationship between Oscar and Marie and like the different type of women they are and like what they end up doing and like how Marie ends up, you know, following through with like what her role is. You know, she has the kids, she gives up first and eventually she becomes the queen. She backs the, you know, royalty or whatever. The revolution happens and she loses. Oscar does kind of the opposite, where like she's really hesitant to do stuff, but then she does. She like realizes the plight of people. She makes connections that way, and then she joins the revolution, et cetera, et cetera, trying to change things and not being a defender of the status quo, et cetera. This movie is not about that. It is about that, but it's not from Oscar and Marie as like contrasting. It's all about like Oscar and like her connection with Andre, because Andre is like the force that is trying to get her to join the revolution. So often he's much more class conscious in this one. Oscar is like very unsure of what she's gonna do. Like, do I want to be a man? Do I want to stick around with the aristocrats? Do I care about people? Whatever. And so she's like always kind of flip-flopping. So until she makes a decision at the end of the movie. So like fundamentally different things. The problem is that like neither of those two movies focus on that alone. They keep trying to do all the stuff that happened in the manga. Like the diamond necklace affair did not really need to happen in this movie. Actually, none of the stuff with Rosalie and Jean, even though I like them, needed to happen in this movie. It really should have just focused on Oscar and Andre and like what's going on with Fersen.
Yeah. I mean, the name is Lady Oscar, so you would think it'd be mostly
right
that.
So it does too much again. Once again, movie adaptations of The Rose of Versailles, one, not very advised because there's too much stuff in it, and two, if you're gonna do it, you gotta just focus on one thing.
Okay, but how does this stack up against some of the bad
Jurassic Park movies? Oh my god. This was still pretty fun. I still had a good time with this, you know.
Yeah,
it was a little long.
Yes,
but it was better than the Jurassic World movies for sure. Do you have any other thoughts about it?
Well, we did it. This has been on the to-do list for quite some time. I mean, I enjoyed it. It was funny. I think my favorite part was when Rosalie strangles Polniak. It's just so slapstick funny. And I like the tiny child king just kind of like asking the deep questions right before he kicks the bucket. Like, it's like, my mother doesn't understand me. And I think they cast the king very well. He has the same like unassuming kind of like 1,000-yard stare.
There is something really about the way this movie is like shot or the way it looks or like how the dialogue works or something that like I can imagine this being like a TV show. You know what I mean? Like, I could see a live action adaptation of this as like a limited run series kind of thing. I feel like that would work.
I wonder what the budget was.
How much was the budget? I don't know. Box office, it made $220,000, which is not much money. No.
That's not a lot at all.
Can I see how much it cost to make?
You think, is Box Office Mojo have all
movies? I don't know. It's hard to tell how accurate any of this is, because like this would combine box office from Japan and France and all this other stuff. And a lot of times it's like,
yeah.
Let's see, Box Office.
Okay, well, it's not showing up on Box Office Mojo. I could look at what the 2025 thing did.
Yeah, this movie, I would not say was a good movie.
No, I don't think so.
But I didn't hate watching it. It was pretty fun still.
Well, yeah, I guess at one point we'll do a manga bonus episode for The Rose of Versailles, and then that's that.
Yep, I got the manga. I need to read it. That one's gonna. I'm trying to be ambitious with that one and like include a bunch of other stuff, but it means I'm slow rolling the whole thing. So it may be some time before that's out.
Yeah. Yep. It's all good. We're back to bonus episodes that aren't just the slog of Jurassic. So, I guess I've run. Sarah doesn't get to pick bonus episodes for a while because she tormented
so many things
for
I could
too
pick.
Long with the Jurassic one. So like if we do anything, it's on Joe.
Well, we got some tie-ins to do, right? We're watching My Happy Marriage now. That had a live action thing. We'll probably watch that movie at some point. You know, these are fun because we don't do nearly as much prep work for this. Like I don't really have to write that much of a summary for it.
Mm-hmm.
Any of that stuff.
Nope.
So it's pretty good. You know, we can watch some TV. We can watch some TV shows I think you should watch.
Oh, maybe we should just watch like bad. We should watch some Dragon Ball live action movie or something.
Yeah.
Just really,
I can show
really
you some stuff that feels like shoujo to me, even though it's not. Yeah. We'll have more things in the pipe. I think we got some ideas.
Mm.
We can read some of the other manga, I guess.
Yes. Although I guess we can pretend we're taking a break for the sake of the holidays. I mean, Joe's about to go on a vacation.
Yep.
And then it's the holiday season. So, can't say when bonus episodes will be. Maybe that'll be more of a like for 2026.
Yeah.
It's about to be in February. It'll be 2 years of shoujo.
We'll have to do something for that.
Maybe we'll do something exciting for that. Yeah. But yeah.
That's that.
So that's
we don't have
that.
Any sign offs for bonus episodes. We
Thank
just
you
we
guys.
Just cut it off. Get out of here.
That's right.
Thank you.